Back to the Steve Cochran Show.
It's a who for Coach Q.
Look who's crawling up my wall. Black and teddy, very small. Now he's up above my head. Hanging by a little thread.
What the hell is this? What's the name of the song, just?
Boris the Spider.
Coach Q joins us now, sponsored by Hooters, the original wing joint. All right, that can't be one of your favorites.
No, it's not, but it's, I think it's off Tommy, but I'm not positive.
Oh, is it? Boris the Spider crawling up the wall? That wouldn't be a drug reference, would it, from The Who?
It could be.
It could be. We'll get back to you. Coach, how are you?
Good. How are you guys?
Well, we're doing fine. I know it's been a frustrating period here, and we talked to Troy a little bit yesterday. You talked after practice about it yesterday. Anything front and center on righting the ship?
Well, we need, we're looking for a little bit more balance in our offense and get a little more consistency from, be it our power play or scoring on all our lines, and I can help all our offensive woes right now. And so we're looking for a little bit more tonight, and we need to find a way to win, and feeling good about that as well.
Yeah, and I feel like a breakout's coming, and I think it could very easily be tonight, and I feel like it's going to be tonight. Having said that, it's easy for me to say that. But do you look for somebody to light the candle here? Is there somebody on the team that, it's not the automatic go-to like Taze, and so this is somebody that's got to step up and really pop it tonight?
I don't like forecasting who's the guy. I think we got a number of guys that could be that guy, and hopefully, you got all lines contributing, and maybe it's the line you least expect it that can deliver. But I think there's some offense there that getting a little bit more consistency from all the line scoring, our power play can help that. I think that's it's an area where we're losing a little bit of momentum in the games when we get on the power play. We don't generate enough, and I think that's the area where. Hopefully that can and that can help our 5-on-5. I guess being comfortable with the puck and generating there. But I think I think defensively we've been okay. Offensively, I think there's something there that we got to find a way to get out.
What about starting? I know Taves was saying the other day. Part of it seems like playing from behind and that kind of throws you off sync a little bit too.
Well, it's always nice to get off to a great start. We had a great, we scored shorthanded goals in two of those games early. Didn't do us any good. I thought we had a tremendous start against Nashville. And didn't, we scored late in the first, and they come back early in the second and tied it and got themselves back in the game. But that was, to me, that was the game that if we can – we can start like that and play like that throughout most of the game, we're going to be in good shape. But finding that consistency where we're at right now, and but I always say your starts dictate a lot of times who's going to win the game, and controlling it right from the outset is what we want to do.
Yeah, I don't know how many times over the years, Joe, we've talked about maybe a rough patch here and there, and your guys always seem to find a way, and you find a way to get through it. When you have a team with so many young guys who maybe haven't been through it before, does it maybe give you the reason to try to maybe instill more of a sense of urgency in them than you would with a team with so many veterans?
Well, I think there's a point in time where, you show patience and you show trust and confidence in everybody, and there's a point in time where, you can get a little bit excited and put a little bit more focus on the urgency that's needed and necessary. Our young guys actually have been we've been fine in this process, but I still think the younger guys, just be comfortable because you're going to face some adversity. You're going to have some tough stretches. We're going to have tough stretches as a team. You're going to have tough stretches as an individual player, and just finding a way to be comfortable in that environment where you want the puck, you can see plays, you can make plays, you got more passion in the puck area and little things like that can enhance the team game across the board. But we're we're in that stage right now where, you know, we've lost some tough games. We probably lost some games that we're expected to win and should have internally felt the same way. So we put ourselves in a tough spot where we were at the beginning, and then where we're at today is we lost a lot of ground in our division and our conference, and you know, but there's certainly a lot of hockey left, and you know, as good as we felt coming out of the first two games, you know, let's know that what we're going through right now, you can learn from that, knowing that this is not the place where we want to be, and learn from it.
Yeah, that's the thing, right? Because this is the same team that was winning everything in the first 2 weeks of the season, so. From a fan's perspective, it's good to have a slump now, but from your perspective, I'm sure it's frustrating as heck. And I don't know. I just got a feeling about tonight, Coach, and I know that's all you need is when I tell you I have a feeling.
If you got that feeling, that's a great positive incentive for everybody that we're going. Let's go. I think yesterday was a good day for us, knowing that, hey, we got to be better. And we've had a couple days off. We had a real busy stretch, though. We had a big start and busy start to our season here. And now that the schedule gets a little bit more where we can breathe between games, and you know, we get Philly next couple of weeks and a couple times and some time in between. So let's take advantage of it, and knowing that you know, let's have some pace, and let's everybody, you know, have that intensity from start to the end.
There you go. There you go. That's why you're Joel Quenneville. Laura, last word, Dave.
Well, Joel, do we?
No, it's
as,
Joel Quenneville. I know. I've met him.
Yes, I know. That was good. Do we, as fans, as media, as people who love the game, do we put too much emphasis on who's skating with who? I mean, you put Saad now with Kane, but it's possible during the course of the game that you're going to shuffle the lines again. Is there maybe a little too much emphasis put on that?
Well, you know what? I think that even when we have the lines like they can be for long stretches, you're going to be playing with different guys over the course of a game, in the course of a period. Different guys are going to be on the power play, and the different looks are something that, you know, playing your own game, complementary to where, you know, the way the structure's supposed to be is what we look for, and I think that's what you can control as players. And you know, we don't like making changes if we like the results, and when we're, you know, it's more result oriented type of a move, whether it's production or whether it's wins, and right now we're short on both, so that I kind of guess is in a position, let's try something else, because it's you know, on a need basis, let's you might find something else about your team or an individual, and that's what we do. And I think that's kind of where we're at right now, and hopefully, you know, we can stabilize this and learn from it as well.
I'm going to go out and skate hard today just because I want Coach to be happy about my performance.
Probably is.
Collectively, that'll be great.
That's the nicest put down ever.
Yeah.
Coach, get one tonight. Congrats on all the success before. There's no reason it won't continue now.
All right. Thanks, guys.
See you later.
Thanks.
Coach Q Show, sponsored by Hooters, the original wing joint. He's just a guy, you wouldn't want him disappointed in you, right?
No.
All I'm saying.
Well, I mean, ask the guys who were doing laps at the end of practice yesterday.
Right. Well, they deserved it. Tonight's going to be good. Pre-game at when?
Pre-game is at 6:30 with Chris Bowden, 7 o'clock for the face-off with John Weideman and Mr. Troy Murray.
Right. All coached by Joel Quenneville.
What was that?
I was struggling with that. I don't know where that came from.